We continue our learning. We are in Gittin, Perches, Mishnah Yud. Mishnah will continue its discussion of the Get Kereach. We remind ourselves the bold Get. That's where you have a Get Mekushar. The Get Mekushar is where you have a folded Get, and it's sewn, and then the Edim sign on the back on the opposite side. And we're supposed to have as many folds as you have. You should have as many Edim. Should correspond to every fold that you have and should sign. Get Kereach is where you have a bold Get, where you have more folds than you have signatures. So the Mishnah here says like this: Get Kereach Hakol Mashlim and Olav Divrei Benanis. Benanis says interestingly that a Get Kereach, if you have this bold Get and you want to fill in, let's say you already have three signatures on a Get Mekushar, and you have five folds and two blank lines there. So the halacha says Benanis, anyone can sign, even an Eved Kanani, even a Karov, a relative, even a Gazlan, people who are disqualified from Eidus are permitted to sign to fill in the gap. Why? They're not Kosher L'Eidus. Doesn't matter. We have Kosher enough. We only, and generally, you have two Eidim. And again, Mekushar usually has a minimum of three Eidim. That's very nice. But here, the extras, what are we afraid of? We're afraid, maybe the husband really designated five people to sign this get. And the halach is, when you designate five people, then all people have to sign. And if they didn't, so then the get is puzzle. So we're afraid. We don't know. We see a get that is a get Mekushar. There are three signatures and five folds. We have no idea that the husband appointed five people. Could be that he didn't. It's only a chashash. It's only a concern. And so because of that, just to fill in the gap so people don't speak about this star, you can have anybody sign to fill in the gap. That's Benanis's opinion. However, that's only true when it's beyond three. Since the definition of a get Mekushar is three Edim, so then the three Edim, those have to be kosher Edim. Those have to, according to Benanis, those cannot have an Eved. You cannot have a Gazlan signing as the third, but beyond the third, so that's with Benanis' opinion. You can have an Eved, a Gazlan, etc. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mashlimin Alav Elo Krovim Haru'uyin Lahoid B'makom Acher. Says Rabbi Akiva, you know, the only people who can fill in that gap, those extra two out of the five, that's a Karav, that's a relative. Why? Why is a relative? A relative is also Pasalages. But a relative is kosher in another context. As long as he's not signing for a relative, he's a kosher person. So very different than a Gazlan and an Eved Kanani, who are under no circumstances kosher ladies. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you want to fill in those extra two blank spots on the get Mekushar, on the folded get and the bound get. That's okay on this get Kereach, and as long as those people who are signing are relatives. The Ezu get Kereach, the Mishnah asks, what is this get Kereach? Kol shek sharav merubin meedav, when you have more ties, more folds, and more areas that are sewn, more than the Edim that you have, so that's a get Kereach. So as we mentioned, the get Mekushar, what's the halacha regarding, we mentioned, obviously you need, the definition is three, is a minimum of three folds, and therefore we have three Edim. Now there is a machlokes, whether in the Gemara, Amoraim, whether or not that third person can be a relative. It's not clear from the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva is the one who is strict that even the fourth and the fifth person have to be a relative. But what would we say about the third? Would we say, well, two Edim are generally kosher for a get pashut, which is a regular get. So if I have two Edim, I have a kosher get. So the third person can be a relative, shouldn't be a problem. And others say, no, the definition of a get Mekushar is three folds and three Edim. Those three people all have to be kosher and cannot even be a relative. The fourth and the fifth, though, so then already that's where we get to the Machokes, Benanis, and Rabbi Akiva. But regarding that third, so that is a debate. We begin the ninth perek. The halacha is that a get has to be, as we mentioned, a sefer krisus, a book literally of severance, where the relationship between the husband and wife is completely severed, and what we call the gufo shel get, the primary message in the get, and what's written in the get is hare at muteras l'chalotam. You, the husband said, writes in the get, are muter to marry anybody else. The case in the Mishnah here is where you had a kosher get, it said hare muteras l'chalotam, when the husband gave his wife the get, he attached this tanai where he said, or this limit in the get, and that she can marry everybody else chutz miploni. Harean muteres lechalgam chutz miploni. Is that a, would we say, so now they get lax, a safer krisus, because there's one person she's not allowed to marry based on the husband's comment. Or do we say, no, for whatever reason, maybe leaving out one person should be sufficient. So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Hamegarish, as Ischo says, the Mishnah, he's Megarish, his wife, the kosher get. Vamar la, but when he gave her the get, he said to Harean muteres lechalgam elo leploni. Meaning, you are mutter to everybody except this person, Rabbi Eliezer Mati. Rabbi Eliezer says that's a kosher get. Now that's strange. Why should there be a kosher get? This is not a violation of Sefer Krisus. I mean, this is not fulfilling the Sefer Krisus, because there's a limit here. She can't marry a particular person. So Rabbi Eliezer explains it's based on the following. The pasuk says regarding Kohanim, v'ishog in Parshas Emor, v'ishog gerusha me'ishah lo ikach. We mentioned this a little bit. In the past, it says that a woman who is gerusha, who is divorced, may yishah from her husband, lo yikachu, a kohen cannot marry. Now, we know, why do you have to say a woman is divorced from her husband? You say divorced, I know it means from her husband. What does may yishah mean? So the Gemara learns, we assume it's probably an asmachta, may not be a din d'oraisa, that's a question. We learn from there, aha, even a woman who's lonis garsha elame isha, all she is divorced from her husband, but she's not permitted to anyone else. How does that even make any sense? So the answer is, that's what the husband said. I'm giving you a get. You're divorced from me, you don't have to live with me, whatever the halach is, or a divorced woman applies to you, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. What's the halacha there? That's what we call a reach haget. That has the smell, the scent of a get. And midirabanan, she is usher to a kohen from that moment on. So Rabbi Eliezer says like this. If it's true that way you don't even permit the woman to anybody, you just divorce her, she has the status of a divorced woman, she can't marry a kohen, this concept of reach haget, the scent of a get. So then, Kavach Homer, we should say, if someone gives his wife a get and says, you're mutter to everybody, except for one person, that certainly should be considered a get and should be considered divorced. V'chachamim osrin, chacham say no, she cannot remarry with this get at all. This is what we call, there's a shiur beget, shin yud vav resh. There's a leftover, there's a remainder in the get. There's someone she's not allowed to marry. That's not a sefer krisus. And therefore, she cannot remarry with this get. Ah, you'll say, what about that halacha by the kohen? If she becomes, has the status of a grusha by merely the v'isha grusha mei, just being divorced from the husband, not being permitted to anybody else, she's already has the status of a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. So if that's true, this certainly should be true. She should be divorced if there's only one person she can't marry. The answer is no, that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah, that's a stringency by Kohanim. That's a takana de rabbanon, no bearing on our case at all. This is not a kosher get. So what should you do according to the Chachamim? The case of Yase, Mishnah asks, so what should the husband do if he gives her a get? When he gave her this get, he had said, you are permitted to everybody except this particular man. Yitilenu heimena, take it back from her. V'yachstor v'yitinenu la, give it back. Back to her now, v'yomar la, and say, harayin materas l'chol, and you're permitted to everybody. And that's enough. Now, we learned, and we mentioned this before, in the 8th perek, what happened to a case where a husband gave his wife a get and said, kinsi shtarchov, take this shtarchov. So she doesn't know she's getting a get. She thinks she's giving her a loan document. So, and lo and behold, she opens the thing up, she takes that out of the envelope, and there it is, and it's a get. So what's the halacha? The halacha was, the husband now has to say, hey, gitech. This behold is your get. And that's sufficient, and now she's going to be divorced. By us, in our Mishnah, that wasn't sufficient. Apparently, you have to take it back and give it to her again. So why should it be that in our Mishnah, the halacha is different? So the difference is like this. Over there, you gave her something she thinks is a shtar chov. So she's not thinking she's divorced at all. Here you're giving her a get. So when she accepts that get, right now she's acquires the get to become a pasul to kahuna. She's now a fish. She's now a grusha. She's taking this get and thinking now I'm pasul to a kohen. So for him now to say, oh, by the way, you are divorced, that's not going to help. He has to now take it and give it to her again for her officially to be divorced. By the kinsi shtar chov, so nothing really happened, halachically speaking. So to say hagitech would be sufficient. Then the Mishnah says, vim kos kisavo bisocho. Let's say he wrote the tnai in the get itself. You're only mutar slachadim elo leploni. Afal Pisha Chazar Umechako Pasul. Even if afterwards he erases it, it doesn't matter. This is not considered krisis. There is an opinion in the Gemara, interestingly, that says the Chachamim only prohibit this case if he says Harayat Muteres L'Chol Adam Chutz Miploni, the way our Mishnah described it. But let's say he said Haray Zegitech Al Menas Shalotina Silaploni, on the condition you don't marry this man. So there's an opinion that says even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that is a get. Why? He was Matir Har L'Chol Adam when he gave her the get. He just made it tonight. She can't marry this particular person. That's considered external to the get. That's like any tonight that a husband gives when he gives, I'm giving you this get, almanas, on the condition, you give me $200, 200 zuz, as we have in the Mishnayos. So because of that, and most poskim hold that way. The Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam hold that in fact would be considered a divorce because he said, "I'm a tashlo chal adam," and to build in a tnai except for this particular person, that's not considered part of the get. That's external, and they are considered divorced. There is an exception, though, in general to this concept of a tanai. Any tanai that a husband makes before the writing of the get, even if you didn't write that into the get is going to be pasul. Because at the time the get was written, it's not a sefer krisos, because there was a tanai before. It's only when he makes a tanai, when he's giving the get, is when we can possibly consider the tanai taking effect.